Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 78 and the first one in 2013. Yes, it was almost exactly 1 year ago that the last episode was posted here. It featured a student story, Ilya Zoltan read, produced and performed his own story. The title was Afterlife Pleasantries. So I'm hoping there are some people out there that been waiting for takeoff to take off again. And that's what's happening right now. In today's episode, I'm going to read some passages from students' feedback. Together with Lovorka Cergolem Miletic, a colleague in Zagreb at the University of Zagreb, in the past several months, I've been involved with research that inquired what students think about originality in writing in English. And as part of that research, we have asked them to answer some of our questions, and the results were delivered in a conference talk last summer at Zagreb University. And it's from this research that I'm going to quote a few passages. And these are what students think about originality in writing in English. The students were 5 students from Zagreb and 5 from University of Pécs, Hungary. Do you think it sounds like an interesting topic? Here we go. So as you might have guessed, this was a qualitative study. And we agreed with the students that we would be using pseudonyms. So the names that you will be hearing now are not the names of the real people. Zsolt from Hungary said, "For someone whose first language is not English, everything seems original, even the most ordinary texts. Any word sounds unique." Zoe from Croatia said, "Originality can be achieved even if English is not the author's mother tongue." Sebastian from Hungary. "It's important to have style when using any language. When I read a book, I expect it to be interestingly written and original." Joe from Croatia. "It might be a two-edged sword, desirable for authors in expressing themselves, but should be careful not to overdo it. We should take care to be creative, imaginative, and original." And this is what Luca said from Hungary. "We should all make sure to write about our own original ideas, and non-native speakers have a harder time expressing what we think." On the other side, in Croatia, Lara said, "Just to say what you know and what you think about a topic you were given." Evelyn from Hungary said, "One must have a huge amount of experience or an excellent imagination to be original, and have enough courage to come forth with one's ideas." From Croatia, Mia said, "You first have to gain some theoretical and a lot of practical knowledge." In Hungary, Beata said, "Originality shows the relationship of the writer and the topic. The quality of the writing also lets the reader know the opinion of the writer, introduces parts of the author's personality, vocabulary, and level of education." And finally, this is what Tom in Croatia said. "Thinking outside the frame, creating something new and fresh, providing people with the pleasure of seeing something they never have." For us, this was such a refreshing piece of research. We enjoyed every minute of it, and we hope that the students did too. It gave us new insights. Besides, we think that in our own teaching, we can implement some of these ideas. And we hope that both our colleagues and our students will think that these results are important. You've been listening to the 78th episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. Those of you who would like to read the full paper about originality and students' views on it, you can find it on Google Books. Just look at the show notes on Podomatic or iTunes. And until next time, take care and take off.